Have you ever thought how useless, how crazy it would be to get upset over the change of seasons? Summer, autumn, winter, spring. I mean, they roll around each year, whether you like it or not. And yet when we have a change of season in life, most of us find that pretty hard to cope with. Why is that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me again. Today, we're going to take a look at the seasons that God has purposed for your life from a different perspective. Can I ask you something? What's your favourite season of the year? Spring, summer, autumn, or winter? Do you have one particular time that's your favourite? I have two that are pretty close together, but if I have to call it between the one and the other, I'd have to say spring is my favourite season, followed very closely with autumn, or if you happen to live in the US, by fall. Why is spring my favourite? Because coming out of a long, cold winter, mind you, it doesn't get very cold where I live, but it feels that way. Spring is about new life and new hope. The days are getting longer, the trees are shooting young, fresh, new leaves, and it starts to warm up and the smell of spring flowers is in the air. I absolutely love spring because it's the season of promise. But you know something? I love autumn too, because after a long, hot, humid summer, the days start to cool down and the mornings freshen up and become crisp and the beautiful autumn colours take over and I start to think about stews and pasta instead of barbecues and salads. I love the fact that God gave us those different seasons to enjoy. I like summer and winter as well, by the way, but it's the seasons of transition that I love the most. But you know the funny thing? In the seasons of life, and life absolutely has its seasons, change is often the season we like the least. So will you join me today as we discover why that is? Over about 20 years of being a management and IT consultant, I guess I worked in about 300-ish different organisations, large, small, government, private sector, mostly in Australia, but around the world as well. And you see a lot of different organisational cultures. Some are healthy, some are terrible, and you see even more people working under pressure in different environments. And across all those organisations and people, the number of people whom I've met who absolutely relish change, I can probably count on my 10 fingers. Turns out that most people absolutely hate change. Change is threatening, whereas the status quo, even if the status quo isn't everything we'd like it to be, the status quo, at least we know. At least we can be comfortable with it. But the moment someone talks change, and as a consultant, I was almost always working in client organisations to bring about change, people start feeling threatened. What does it mean to me? Will I still have a job? Will I have more power or less power? Will my job role change? Am I going to have to use different systems? Will I like the new environment? They're all the questions that people would have, and quite often, when change was being forced on them by, I don't know, competitive market situations or new government regulations or a drive for efficiency and improvement, whatever it was, people become incredibly threatened and defensive and often quite aggressive. The number of people, as I said, who embrace change, even good change, was by far in the minority. That's the work environment. It turns out that things are almost the same in our personal lives. Moving house is one of the most stressful things we can ever do. Even a great change like getting married can be incredibly difficult for people to cope with as they adjust from their life of singleness and the freedoms that that had to the constraints and the blessings of marriage. So, why am I harping on about change? Because most of us live in a world that's changing rapidly. The job market's in huge turmoil. Manufacturing's moving from the West to the developing world. Technology's displacing more and more workers. And so many people are wandering through life not just drained by the apparent repetitive mundaneness and futility of the same old, same old, same old grind of life, but tense about the change that's going on around them and what that will mean for them. You know, surely if God was God, he'd protect us from all this change, right? Have a listen to this great bit of wisdom from one of the wisest men who's ever walked the planet. His name's King Solomon. It comes from something he wrote towards the end of his life. Now, by this time, he'd gone a bit off the rails, but this is still an important piece of wisdom. Have a listen to it with me. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. For everything there's a season, and a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what's been planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones, a time to gather up stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. What gain have the workers from their toil? See, it's quite a list, isn't it? And there are things in there that we would much rather leave than take. Do you really want a time of weeping and mourning and war and hating? No, we don't. But stand back and really, isn't this pretty much a comprehensive list of how our circumstances and situations and seasons sway from one to the other, from winter to summer and summer to winter and winter to summer, with lots and lots of autumns and springs in between, a time to plant, a time to pluck up what's been planted, a time to kill, a time to heal. So many people look at their lives and they weigh their lives based on what's going on right now, based on their circumstances. You see, when it's a time to laugh, hey, my life's going fantastically well. But when it's a time to weep and to mourn, well, man, my life's not worth living at all. Am I right? Isn't that how we react often? I want to tell you quickly about Russell. It's not his real name, but it's going to have to do. He's well into his 90s. His wife passed away many years ago. He's blind. He's incontinent. He lives alone in an empty house. He gets around by feeling his way along corridor walls. It always takes him a bit of time to answer the phone because it, well, just takes him time to get there. If anyone had a reason to complain and to grumble, it'd have to be Russell. If anyone had a reason to think that his life wasn't worth living, it'd have to be Russell. And yet every time I speak with him, whether I happen to be passing through his city and visiting him or whether by phone, I'm so powerfully encouraged by this man. You see, Russell has a fire that burns in his heart for Jesus. He has a fire in his heart that burns for the lost. He is constantly praying for me and the ministry of Christianity Works and the many ministries that he supports. He's not backward in telling me if there's something I could do better on the programs. He listens to every one of them. Now, Russell's in the end season of his life here on earth. He's alone most of the time. He's physically infirmed. But you know something? He's living a life that counts. He's not living out a life of vanity. He's living a life of victory. And the man inspires me so greatly on those days where the going gets tough, as it inevitably does, in the seasons that I'd rather leave than take. I swear I'll never, ever lose the vision of this frail, elderly giant sitting on his couch in the lounge room, sharing with me his passion for Jesus and his passion for having the Word of God proclaimed across the globe. There is indeed a season for everything. There is a time and purpose for everything under heaven. And my prayer is that having heard Russell's story, you'll be as inspired as I am to accept the seasons as they come and go, to accept the change and to journey through that change with a powerful sense that God plans for you to live out a life of victory in that place. Not a life of vanity, a life of consequence and impact, not a life of self-absorption and self-pity. God's plan for you is to live out a life that is truly worth living, a life like Russell's, except in your very own way. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.